KO4HKX, W4DJW.
KO4HKX. Dave, did you call me?
I did. Are you busy?
Sure.
I got to thinking about when you gave me that dead key yesterday, and there was a lot of wind yesterday, and there still is, up at the repeater site. And that might have been where that noise was coming from, not your radio.
The day before, when there wasn't any wind, that's why I was asking about it.
Okay. Well, a better test would be for me to do that and you to listen, and then for you to do that and me to listen. And then if both of us hear it, it's not our radios.
Maybe we'll do that one evening next week when we can meet up on a time.
Okay. I was just thinking about that while I was out in the yard working today and thought that might not have been a very good test. You might be okay. Did you think about hunting for the serial number yet?
Well, you know, I have not. But I've got them over here in the closet. They're real handy.
Okay. Well, there's no hurry. And I'm thinking that might not even be an issue. I did start looking up where I found the instructions on how to get to the filters. But we should probably do another test before we decide to go that far.
That sounds like a plan. And if it's not that bad, it's not time to worry about it yet, I guess.
Or if it's the repeater. It could be. It's been windy for quite a while now. Windy and rainy. Overcast and just not calm days. And with not having calm days and that LMR 600 that's going up 450 feet, that's the cause of a lot of crackling and popping, a lot of static on that line.
And then you got that coronal mass ejection they were talking about on the news today. Could have something to do with it, too.
Yeah, we had one of them hit already. We got some more coming in tonight. That'll be interesting. I'd like to get out and look at that before and after the net. Anyway, I won't keep you. Just wanted to run that by you. I'll let you go and catch you on the net. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
You have a good evening. You and Amy enjoy your day. KO4HKX, clear, 7-3.